You get the nice seat.
Oh, thank goodness.
If I fall asleep, forgive me.
I had a good meal.
You guys eat?
Some good Italian food.
Been hectic for you this week?
Kind of. But, you know, this last portion is, you know, I'm really enjoying it.
How exhausted are you with the crisscrossing the nation and all that?
I'm tired. I really just want to go to sleep. I got to go work out. But I got to find some time to sleep, so.
Talk about this process of what you've been through, the outstanding season, and now this layer of the Heisman Trophy finalists.
You know, it's been a dream come true, you know, for all of us, you know, Notre Dame, you know, to not only experience, you know, the success we've experienced, but to also be playing in, you know, the big game. And, you know, for me to represent my school in this capacity is, you know, the main thing.
There's so many award ceremonies. You still have to prepare for a national championship game. Can you even appreciate this moment being in New York for being a Heisman finalist?
Oh, yeah. You know, for me to be here, you know, I was here on Tuesday. And I came back, obviously, today to be part of the whole Heisman experience. And, you know, it's been great. I was able to walk around a little bit and see what New York is all about. And it's going to be great. It's going to be fun.
What are the emotions here?
I'm just, you know, I'm really just relaxing. I'm chilling. Got to go work. Like I said, I'm just trying to get a workout in and then, you know, get some sleep. But other than that, I'm just enjoying it, you know, chilling with Johnny. Colin is getting another award right now. He'll be here tomorrow. So we met Johnny last night in Orlando. And, you know, that's the greatest part of this whole experience is just, you know, getting to know all these guys. And so, you know, Johnny's a cool guy. He's just chilling.
Nanti, if you were a voter and had to look at Johnny and Colin, uh-huh, and sum them up as football players, what would you say about each of them?
Playmakers. I mean, guys who make plays. And you can always count on them. You know, you can always count on them if they're on my team. You know, to know that when the offense takes the field, that, you know, we're in good hands.
This has been a busy week for you. 6 awards already. The Heisman, now that these others are behind you, would mean what?
To be honest with you, I said last night to, you know, the guys, I was like, you know, I really don't know. And when I won the Narek, I was just lost for words. And then I found out that I won the Maxwell, you know, and that was just, I was just, you know, that's, I could never even imagine this happening. I can only imagine how I'd feel if my name's called to win the Heisman. You know, I definitely would be humbled and speechless, to be honest with you. But, you know, it would be a great, you know, ending to, you know, this section of my career at Notre Dame.
You talked about trying to get a workout in, things like that. You know, football.
Let's go.
Oh, sorry.
One at a time, please.
Sorry.
I saw your parents on the award show last night. How are they taking all of this in?
To be honest, my parents have been a great help, you know, throughout the whole process. You know, it gets overwhelming at times, you know, with all the travel and signings and all of that, but and my parents, you know, always, you know, Barrett Jones said something very profound at the National Football Foundation banquet, where he said, know who you are and whose you are. And so, you know, my parents are always there to remind me whose I am, you know, and so, and where I come from. And, you know, sometimes I lose sight of that with all, you know, the attention going around. But my parents have always been there to support me, and I'm just glad they're here.
That said, you know, what does you being here say about the people of Hawaii, the athletes that come out of Hawaii, and your upbringing and being a local boy?
It's special. You know, I was told once by a professor that the way that I am and the way that, you know, local boys are is what parents pay money for. You know, they pay for their kids to learn the qualities that we already share through our upbringing. And, you know, it just goes to show what great parenting does, and the effects that it has not only on one kid, but on a whole community. And so, you know, for all the people back at home, just keep doing what you're doing and be yourself.
Nanti, who is the most, in your mind, who's the most decorated native Hawaiian athlete? Leave yourself out. What do you think of first?
There's a lot of Hawaiian athletes. I think for me, I'm the closest to Shane Victorino. Mm-hmm. Congrats to Shane. He just signed a big contract with the Boston Red Sox, so hopefully I get some tickets or something. But that's my guy, and, you know, he's... he's driven. You know, he's that guy that I look at and as a guy from Hawaii and say, you know, Shane can do. Obviously, Shane's in a different sport, but he's in the pros. You know, he's made it, and he's continues to, you know, just succeed. And so for me, as a younger guy, I look at him and I look up to him and say, you know, if Shane can do it, I can do it. And hopefully, I'm the same to the lower generation.
I tweeted that question last night, and I got a bunch of people that said Duke. I mean, what did that say? That he would be compared to that?
To Duke?
The surfer.
Oh, that Duke. I thought you were like you're talking about Duke University.
No.
Man, see, Duke, back at home, Duke's the legend.
Right.
You know, and they're saying I'm a legend. I'm flattered. But I'm not trying to be a legend. I'm just trying to be, you know, a role model. I'm just trying to show kids and give them hope that, you know, hey, I did it. You can do it. You know, I stepped out of the whole Hawaii bubble and, you know, try to represent Hawaii in a positive way, and hopefully I did just that.
You know, I know you talk to your dad a lot, you know, during the games, after the games, you know, did he give you any kind of talk during the awards or what this means, put this in perspective for you at all?
I think, you know, my dad has just been that guy that just sits there and he's not one to bug me or anything, but just let me know that he and my mom are very proud and that they are here to support me. And, you know, that's asking a lot, you know, coming from six kids in our family, and five of them are at home, you know. And so my four sisters have to take care of my little brother because my parents are here, you know. And so that's asking a lot of our family, you know. Obviously it's a financial, you know, struggle to be here. But it's also, you know, a strain on my sisters.
Do you get a sense of how your life's going to change in that way in less than a year? Mm-hmm. So,
as
when you get income, sponsors, that part of life changes for you?
Yeah, I think, you know, with that, you know, I think a lot of people say money changes a lot of people. For me, my money is going to my family, you know, so, you know, it's... That's been my whole goal. It's been my dream to play football and hopefully build a platform where, one, I can take care of my family and provide for them, and two, I can have a positive impact on people.
When you were growing up, did you watch the Heisman program with your father?
Not really. You know, I think I started watching the whole Heisman thing when Reggie Bush was in college. I was a big Reggie Bush fan, and you know, that's where I got all, you know, affiliated and familiar with, you know, the Heisman.
Every year, Manti, I think you see the Heisman finalists, they come together and you see them together and you see them developing a relationship. Can you talk about, having spent the last couple of days with Johnny, your impressions before and your impressions now of him as a person and as a player?
Yeah, I think, you know, my impressions of Johnny has always been positive. You know, obviously before I knew him, all I knew is of his playmaking ability, and, you know, it was always positive. His ability to make plays and come in when his come in the clutch when his team really needed him, and to lead his team. And so, you know, it's always been positive. Now that I kind of know him as not really kind of, but no, I'd say I know a lot about him. He's a real cool guy. You know, just loves to, you know, just have fun and show and be with his family. You know, doesn't really like the spotlight that much. He's just like all of us. You know, just like me. You know, we love the game. We love what it can do for our family. You know, we don't really like the spotlight, but we understand that, you know, it comes with the territory, and we're going to do all we can to have a lasting impact on people who are watching.
Did you find any common ground, anything, interests that you guys share, getting to know him over the last 24, 48 hours?
You know, we love the game. You know, we love the game of football, and we love what it can do for us and for our family, and he's real close to his family, just as I am. And so, you know, you put those two things together, you know, you're going to come with a lot of similarities.
Does it make the competition different at all that you know the guy? I mean, sometimes you go on the field, obviously you don't know who you're going up against. Yeah. You know in this competition who you're going up against.
Yeah, as far as...
Just, I mean, if he wins, you're happy for him.
Oh, yeah, obviously. You know, and I think, you know, even if I didn't know him as a person, and only knew him as a football player, you know, I'd be happy for him as well. You know, whoever wins deserves to win. You know, they didn't win by luck. You know, him and Colin have proven themselves, and they deserve to be here. And, you know, whoever wins, you know, supposed to win.
Manti, how do you get to go home and relax during the Christmas break? Do you get to do that at all?
For a couple of days.
Did you take your award hat off and even your national title hat off for a second? You talk about how you're not totally comfortable in the limelight. Talk about yourself as you're kind of a brand now. And do you think about that? Do you talk about that? And that's an important part of your life moving forward.
Yeah, I think about it. You know, I don't think of myself as a brand per se, but as a guy who people look up to, as a role model. I'm far from perfect. You know, I never said once I am perfect, but you know, I try to, in the things I do, in the words I say, in the way I conduct myself, my business on and off the field, I try to just, you know, relate to kids, and hopefully they can relate to me, and when they see me, it inspires them to be something great, and you know, just. For me, my whole thing is to giving kids hope that they can have dreams and that those dreams can come true.
Manti, you're very resilient. You lose your girlfriend and as well as your grandmother within the span of 24 hours. I'm just curious, what made you want to keep on playing the game? Because some kids could have taken some time off from that.
Oh, you know, my faith. You know, I drew strength from my faith, you know, from Heavenly Father, and the same thing that everybody should draw strength from. Because in times like that, you know, you find out what life is truly about. And, you know, there's this game of football that we all love, and then there's life. And that's what this whole thing is about. You know, that's why I'm here.
How much did the support from the Notre Dame community help you?
It's been amazing. You know, and that's you know, when I decided to come to Notre Dame 4 years ago, and I said before I didn't know why. But the Lord knew why, and that was his way of showing me this is why I sent you.
Manti, everyone has a different road here, but to be someone from Hawaii as a linebacker for undefeated Notre Dame and up for the Heisman, what do you make of this whole journey?
I think for me it was a journey that, you know, was laid out before me that I needed to make. And it was just a matter of me having the courage to go through with it. Yeah, and, you know, it's come with a lot of ups and downs, but... you know, I hope that along the way, like I said before, that I inspire somebody in a positive way, and you know, just try to show them that through faith, through Heavenly Father, and through your family and hard work, you can achieve anything.
Manti, you're used to a pretty regimented schedule as a football player.
How's that?
You're used to a pretty regimented life as a football player. Yeah. How difficult has this kind of week been?
It's been a little bit more difficult, but I found time for myself, you know, to work out. You know, I think the hardest thing is they, just like we came from a great. You know, at the Italian restaurant, you know, they have the whole spread, and it's just about, you know, being disciplined enough to just like, okay, I'm not going to eat that. I'm not going to eat this.
What'd you wind up eating?
I ate some pasta. I had some chicken parm, and I had some bread. That's it.
Who helps you manage your life right now? Like that kind of stuff. You're so busy, so regimented. I mean, who helps you? You do that all yourself?
You know, I have help from everywhere, but I'm the main one who just, you know, it's my dream, you know, it's my life, and I think it's, you know, I got to be the one to control that. But obviously, you know, my parents is my, you know, is my foundation, and the people to smack me back in line when they fall out.
How much did you pick Johnny's brain about Alabama? You guys talk?
I told him that he has to tell me the secrets. I told him, and I told Jarvis, like, I'm going to call him later, and finally, you know, trying to do all the study in camp.
And win or lose, last question. How much does this mean, your journey to the LaEA community back home?
I think that's a question you have to ask them. For me, I've always have had a lot of pride in where I come from. And whenever I go home and I see the kids back at home, that's my comfort zone. That's where I belong. And that's my family. I may not be blood related to them, but that island, that state of Hawaii down there, and all the Pacific islands on there, that's my domain. And so for me, I want to see them succeed. And so hopefully by them seeing me succeed, it gives them the hope that and the confidence to know that they can succeed too.
Isn't that very cute?
All right, guys, we got to switch the finalists at the table. We asked everyone just to stay where they are.
It hasn't changed me as a person. It just changed my perspective of things, knowing
everybody's
always watching. And I can have a positive or a negative impact depending on what I do.
Thanks, Matt.